An archaeologist from Eugene has just returned from an expedition to an uninhabited South Pacific island with new clues about the possible fate of Amelia Earhart. The pioneer aviator and her navigator disappeared 80 years ago. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has more.
Amelia Earhart was attempting to become the first woman to fly around the world when she took off from Papua New Guinea. The International Group for Historic Aircraft Recovery believes her plane went off course near the equator and crash-landed on an atoll. Rick Pettigrew of Eugene helped document the expedition, which used forensic search dogs.
Forensic dogs have been able to detect graves that are thousands of years old. So finding something that's 80 years old, to me, doesn't sound like a stretch.
The archaeologist and videographer says the dogs alerted at the very spot where the search organizers theorize Earhart expired, but a subsequent dig found no leftover bones. The crew collected soil samples at the site in a long-shot bid to extract remnant DNA of the presumed castaway. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.